Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful Monday. As you guys can see from the title, today we're going to be talking about cycles of shame. And if you would like to sow a shame-free seed, you can sow that seed at my Cash App, which is $TheChristianBay, or my PayPal, which is thechristianbay@gmail.com. But before we get into the word, I want to share with you guys something that I've been thinking about and sitting on and working on. I am planning to have a Bay night, a virtual Bay night. It's been a while since I had a virtual class or a virtual event, and I've been thinking about this. I've been planning on this for some weeks now, so I wanted to introduce it to you guys. I don't have a date yet. I'm waiting on God to give me a date, but I wanted to hear some feedback from you guys. Do you guys think it's a great idea? What would you like to do during the Bay night? I'm thinking that we can do some games, some raffles, some giveaways, cash giveaways, and then just have like a Q&A or like a girl talk session to end the Bay night on Zoom, of course, since it will have to be virtual. I love that everyone would be able to participate since it's going to be online, and it will be intimate because you guys know, like, I love small intimate because I love to give everyone a chance to speak. And you know, if it's too many people, we all can't speak because then we'll be on Zoom for 5 hours. So it is going to be small, intimate, a safe space to just vent and talk, a judgment-free space. We're going to play games. I'm going to do giveaways on merch or cash giveaways. So that's what I have in mind right now. Like I said, I'm still praying on it. I'm still praying on a date. But I wanted to let you guys know that I am working on something for you. So DM me and let me know any feedback that you have, if you're excited, what type of games you want to play, or any type of activity that you would like for me to include. It is for you guys, so I would love to hear your feedback. I hope you guys peeped the name Bay Night because I want it to be like a date night with your godly community. If you're subscribed to my YouTube, which you all should be, my YouTube is The Christian Bay TV. If you watch one of my YouTube videos from last week, how to make godly friends, you heard me talk about how me and my godly community, we meet once a month and we have like mental health check-ins, and it's really fun, it's really needed, and it's really refilling. And a lot of you guys talked about wanting that and wishing you had that. So this is my way of providing that for you guys in a virtual way, so you can do it regardless of what state you're in, regardless of what time zone you're in. We can have Bay night, which is a date night with your godly community. So I want you guys to dress up, get cute, because y'all know getting cute and dressing up, that's a form of self-care, okay? So that's the first thing it's gonna do. It's gonna raise your confidence. I want you to dress up, get cute. I want you to take a picture, post it on your story, say getting ready for Bay night, tag me so I can share it on my story. And it's just gonna be a whole vibe that I wanna have with you guys. So like I said, I'm still brainstorming on it and coming up with some really cool ideas, but I just wanted to let you guys know that that is coming. And I also wanted to hear some feedback from you guys. So DM me on Instagram at @thechristianbay_ and tell me if you like the idea and any other ideas or activities that you would like to be included in our Bay night, a date night with our godly community. So that's coming very, very soon. Now, grab your journals. We're going to the book of Joshua. Today we're going to be coming from the book of Joshua chapter 5, verses 6 and verses 9, which reads, "The Israelites had traveled in the wilderness for 40 years until all the men who were old enough to fight in the battle when they left Egypt had died, for they had disobeyed the Lord. And the Lord vowed he would not let them enter the land he had sworn to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey." Verse 9 says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt.' So that place has been called Gilgal to this day." So a little background on what's happening in this chapter of Joshua. The Israelites were traveling in the land for 40 years trying to get to the promised land. And it shouldn't have taken them that long, but because of their ways and because of them disobeying the Lord, it took them longer, to the point where God did not allow them to make it to the promised land. He made them travel until they killed off everyone that started on the journey. And now Joshua had to circumcise the younger boys because their father fathers were dead now. So the older men who disobeyed the Lord didn't even make it into the promised land because of their disobedience. He allowed their sons to make it to the promised land. So this is what's happening right now in this chapter. He's saying that because they disobeyed the Lord, they traveled for 40 years. And then chapter 9 shows us where God said to Joshua that I have rolled away your shame. So when I was reading this, I was like, okay, God, I don't see how them traveling for 40 years and them disobeying you and Joshua having to circumcise and basically raise up their sons equal to you saying, I rolled away your shame. And what God said to me is that disobedience and shame goes hand in hand. And he wanted me to talk about this on a podcast because a lot of the times when we experience situations in our lives that humiliate us or bring us shame and seems like they embarrass us, we play the victim and we think, woe unto me. Wow. Why is this happening to me? Wow. I can't believe God is allowing me to go through this. Look at this shame that I'm going to walk the walk of shame. Look at what I'm about to go through. God, do you see this happening to me? And God wanted it to be made clear that disobedience and shame goes hand in hand. So when he said to Joshua that today I'm rolling away your shame, everybody that was a part of the Israelites that disobeyed the Lord, they were walking, talking reflections of shame. When you act outside of the will of God, when you don't do what God has called you to do, when you don't walk in the steps that he has ordered for you, you're literally walking in shame because it's not going to end in prosperity. It's not going to end in the promised land. It's not going to end in the milk and honey that he has promised to you because you're making your own decisions, but you want the promise that he has given you. So he had told them originally, you're going to the land of milk that's flowing with milk and honey. I'm sending you to the promised land. But on the journey, they had begun to make their own decisions. And the moment that they begin to make their own decisions, they begin to disobey what God had called them to do. They begin to disobey the steps that was ordered for them. And that's when they tapped into shame. So when I asked God, God, how does this go hand in hand? He said, disobedience and shame go hand in hand because when you act outside of my will, I cannot protect you anymore. When you don't do what I've called you to do, you're not under my covering anymore. So you're publicly and you're openly and you're boldly walking into shame. So as I was studying this, I stopped and I looked up the definition of shame. And the definition of shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. And this was very interesting to me because, like I said, when we think about shame or when we think about humiliation or when we think about embarrassment, oftentimes we put ourselves in the victim seat. But the definition of shame lets me know that it's caused by consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. So you knew what you was doing and that's why you're feeling shame. Now you knew that that wasn't a good look and now you're humiliated. So you were 100% conscious. You were 100% aware of your decisions and now it's leading to shame. But you want to play the victim. Now you want to blame God for the decisions that you consciously knew that you were making. So what God was showing me with reading this was that they were disobeying him. They were choosing to still have the same toxic mindset that they had. And they were choosing to still speak words of death instead of words of life. And they were choosing to still act in a way that they were acting before they were on their way to the promised land. And because of that, that led to them disobeying God, which automatically led to them walking in shame. Now, if we flip it and look at it from the perspective of the Israelites, from their perspective, God, you promised me a land of flowing milk and honey and that we would get to the promised land. But we've been walking through this for 40 years. I've been going through this all of my life. I'm sick of this same test. I'm sick of going through this same thing over and over again. God, when is this going to change? When are you going to pull me out of this? When are you going to stop me from going through this? You know, we get that mindset sometimes without realizing that maybe you're stuck in that cycle because of some choices that you're making. Maybe you're stuck in that cycle because you're choosing to disobey God in a particular area of your life, and now it has you stuck in a cycle that's ultimately going to lead to shame. You know how, like, when you went out with those friends that you knew you shouldn't have went out with, and now you drunk again. Now you drunk, and now you done did something that you didn't want to do. You're back in the cycle of shame. And when you took that ex back that you knew was no good for you, and now you're back in the cycle of shame because he on social media tripping again. Or when you told your secret to that person person who showed you that they could not be trusted last time, and now they out telling your business. So now you're back in the cycle of shame again. There's some decisions that you're making that's leading you back in this same cycle that's ultimately going to get you back to that same place of shame. So God says, when you begin to operate in disobedience, when you don't live according to the discernment that he gives us, when you don't live according to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, you begin to disobey the Lord. You begin to act foolishly. You begin to do things that are outside of your character, and they put you in the cycle of shame. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write down that disobedience and shame go hand in hand. And when you choose, because there's a difference between choosing to be disobedient and honestly or genuinely not knowing. If you honestly don't know what God wants you to do in this season, or you honestly don't know the step that God wants you to make, that's not going to lead you to shame, because our God is a good God. He's a God of grace and a God of mercy, and he will show you the next step to take if you surrender your steps to him. So if you pray to God and you ask God, God, tell me what to do. God, show me what to do. And you stand there until he tells you how to move. That's not the same as being disobedient and leading to shame. That's just you seeking his guidance. That's just you seeking and asking him to show you the steps that he has ordered for you. But if you know what God wants you to do, and you know what you're called to in this season, and you choose to do the opposite because it's too hard, or you choose to do the opposite because it makes you uncomfortable, or you choose to do the opposite because you're not familiar with this and you don't know how it's going to make you look, and you're kind of shy and you don't want to speak when he tells you to speak. When you choose to do the opposite of what God has revealed to you and has shown you to do, that's disobedience. And disobedience will ultimately lead to shame. So if you're taking note, I want you to write down that disobedience leads to shame. And the next thing that I want you to write down is that there's tests that you will repeat until you put certain parts of you to sleep. So what I mean by that is, the only reason why you can be disobedient is because of a seed or some type of spirit that's trying to attack the plan of God. And what I mean by that is, you're fearing looking crazy, or you're shy, or you're not trusting the steps that God has ordered for you. There's something that's making you want to be disobedient and want to do the opposite of what God has called you to. So whatever that thing is that's keeping you from the will of God, you will repeat certain tests, and you will stay in certain cycles until you put that thing to sleep, until you put death on that thing, until you kill that thing and make your faith outweigh whatever fear is trying to attach itself to you, whatever fear is keeping you from the favor and from the plan of God. Until you put that to sleep, until you face that thing face to face and say, I know I have anxiety, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know I struggle with depression, but I'm going to have faith anyway. I know they might talk about me, but I'm going to post it anyway. I know I may not know the words to say, but I'm going to speak anyway. Until you put that thing to sleep, there are certain tests that you will repeat. The Israelites were disobeying God, and they wondered why they were walking for 40 years. It did not take that long to get to the promised land, but you don't deserve to be in the promised land if you're not doing what God has called you to do. Why would he give you his promise? So there's certain tests that you will repeat until you put certain parts of you to sleep, because you are going to travel to something new. That's the third thing that I want you to write down, is that there's a travel to get to something new. And what I want you to understand is that during this travel, during this journey, when they were journeying to the promised land, God was preparing something within them. God was preparing them for the promised land that he was leading them to. The journey or the travel, that's the process. So do not spend the process or spend the journey complaining about everything that's being put to sleep in you, everything that is pulling out of you. God, I ain't never felt like this before. I feel like I'm gonna be lame. I feel like they're gonna talk about me. I feel like I don't have the right answers. Why everybody keep calling on me? Why everybody think I'm supposed to do this? I don't have the answers. I don't know why I gotta be the solution to all the problems. Instead of complaining in the process, I need you to understand that God is preparing you for the promised land, because you're traveling to something new. So the more that you complain, the more that you try to hold on to your old mindset, because that's what the Israelites were doing. They wanted to stay back in the bondage that God was delivering them from, because that was comfortable for them. So when you spend time complaining, when you spend time asking God to make it like it was or keep it like it was, that's you delaying the process and holding up the promise. So there's going to be a travel to something something new. There's going to be a journey to something new, and the journey is not going to be comfortable. The journey is not going to be easy because you're birthing a new you. But I need you to know that you cannot get to the promised land without going through the process. And if you choose to be disobedient in the process, it's going to lead to you being in cycles of shame. Somebody that's listening to this podcast has been dealing with the spirit of shame, and I'm coming right at it today. And I know somebody has been dealing with it because my whole podcast just almost deleted. That's never happened before, but guess what? We're coming at that spirit today. That spirit that's been weighing on you, that spirit that's been trying to distract you from getting to the destiny and getting to the plans that God has for you, that spirit that's been trying to keep you from purpose and making you feel like you're not good enough, making you feel like you don't have the words to say, making you feel like you're not smart enough and you can't do what God has called you to do. Yes, that spirit, that's what we're coming at today. So now we know what it means to be stuck in the cycle of shame. But what does it look like to operate outside of the cycle of shame? What does it look like to walk into the promised land? What does it take to be walking in the steps that God has ordered for you? If you have dealt with shame, or if you feel like you're dealing with shame, how can you come back from that? Joshua 5 verse 7 says, "So Joshua circumcised their sons, those who had grown up to take their father's places, for they had not been circumcised on the way to the promised land. After all the males had been circumcised, they rested in the camp until they were healed." So after the ones who were disobedient had died off, and now the sons were being raised up to operate in their place, they went through a process of circumcision. And that's where a part of you is cut off. And once they went through that circumcision, it says they rested in the camp until they were healed. It's two options that you have. You can either be made new and enter the promised land, or God can choose someone new to enter the promised land. That's the only two options. The purpose that God has for you, the promise that he has for you, the prosperity that he has stored for you. You can either be made new and receive it, or he will choose someone new to receive it. So it says that a part of the sons were cut off, they were circumcised, and they rested in the camp until they were healed. So if you've been walking outside of the will of God, and if you've been disobedient, if you've been letting the spirit of shame take over you and direct your steps instead of the Holy Spirit, then what I need you to do is put that part of you to death. Whatever has been keeping you away from God, whatever has been keeping you away from his word, his will, and his way, I need you to put that thing to death. I need you to circumcise that thing. Cut that part of you off. And then I need you to rest until you're healed. And if you have not been walking in disobedience, if you have not been being bullied by shame, then you just continue to be made into a new creation. You just continue to be made into a new creature in his presence. And he will continue to take you on the process to the promised land. So when we finish reading, verse 9 says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt.'" And what God is saying with that is, today I have rolled away your old ways. Today I have rolled away that toxic mindset that you've been carrying for years. Today, after this cycle, after that part of you has died, after you experienced that pain, I have rolled away everything that has been bringing you shame. Every part of you that has been bringing you shame, every part of you that has been pushing you out of my will, every part of you that's been making you miss the steps that I have ordered for you, when you go through this process of killing that part, when you go through the circumcision, when you allow yourself time to rest and be healed in the presence of God, God will tell you, "I have rolled away your shame, and everything that was attached to you that did not look like me has been circumcised. All of that has been cut off, and now you're healed. Now you're ready to walk to the promised land." When you kill that high school mentality of nobody can sit with us, then I can take you into rooms where you can network with women that are on higher scales. When you kill that all guys are the same mentality, then I can take you to the promised land where you will meet your husband. When you kill that my family will never change, then I can restore your family and make it better than it ever was. You have to understand that there are certain mindsets, there are certain spirits, there are certain traits that hover over you, and they make your decisions disobey the will of God. They make your decisions not align with the word of God. If we have faith that God can do all things, any mindset that tells you the opposite is a mindset that's trying to lead you to disobedience, is a mindset that's trying to lead you to shame. So God says today, when you put that part of you to death, when you kill that mindset, when you kill that heart gesture, when you kill that mentality, when you kill that decision that you keep making, when you kill that part of you that you've been carrying with you for life, and you get in align with my word and you get in align with the steps that I have ordered for you, then you will be in align with my will and you won't have to worry about disobeying me. You won't have to worry about being stuck in cycles of shame. So today we're going to sow the shame-free seed. Because the shame that's been hovering over you, the shame that's been weighing you down, the shame that has you feeling like you stuck, you can't even move. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to post. You don't know who to be because you're so worried about being embarrassed. You're so worried about being humiliated. You're so worried about being ashamed of what God is doing in your life that is keeping you bound. You can't even break into the promised land. You can't even get into the prosperity that he has for you because shame and humiliation and embarrassment, all of that is keeping you stuck in this, oh, it might be me mindset and I might not be good enough and I'm not gonna get it right and I know I'm gonna mess up. All of that comes with shame. You don't have any reason to be shameful if you are following God's word. Shame is a conscious decision of wrong behavior. If you're reading your word, if you're praying to God and God is guiding you, do not let shame try to creep in and stop you from getting to your promised land. We're no longer being stuck in cycles of shame. We're breaking free today. We're sowing the seed of shame free today. And we're coming at that spirit and letting that spirit know, you kept me bound long enough. You had my mind long enough. I made decisions based around you long enough. I've been stuck in people bondage long enough. I've been people pleasing for long enough. Today, I'm breaking free from other people's opinions. Today, I'm breaking free from feeling like I might be living in shame if I really be me, if I really do what I want to do. Today, I'm breaking free from that and I'm being all that God has called me to be. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to read your word, Father God, to get this fresh revelation, Father God. Today, I come directly at the spirit of shame, Father God. I stand flat-footed in its face, Father God, and I tell shame that it cannot live here anymore. It cannot affect the base anymore. It does not have a role anymore, Father God. I rebuke and I dismantle any plans of the enemy that tries to make anyone that listens to this podcast feels like they're living a life of shame, feel like they're not worthy of your prosperity, feel like they're not worthy of your plan because of past mistakes and things that they've done in the past, Father God. I pray that my words plant a seed of forgiveness, Father God. I pray that my words remind each and every person that's listening to this that you are a forgiving God, that you are a graceful God, that you are a merciful God, Father God, and that when you know better, you do better. And now starting today, we know that shame has no place here. We know that our past mistakes can't stop us from getting to future prosperity. We know that we can still seek after you even though we haven't been perfect, Father God. We know that we can make a decision every day to lay down the flawed parts of us, Father God, and surrender our lives to you, and you will be there with open arms, Father God. So I pray that this podcast reaches the ears that you wanted to reach, Father God. I pray that this podcast ignites a flame in each and every person that's listening and lets them know that there's nothing they can do that can stop you from wanting to have a relationship with them. There's nothing they can do that can stop you from loving on them, Father God, but that they have to break free from the opinions of this world, break free from the opinions of others and from the spirit of shame and from the spirit of not being enough and from the spirit of unworthiness and the spirit of lack, Father God. They have to walk in only your Holy Spirit so that your Holy Spirit can reveal their identity to them, Father God. We thank you for who you are and we thank you for who you've called us to be. We love you and we will forever praise your name. We pray that you cover this seed, Father God. Today we're sowing the seed of shame free, Father God, a shame free seed, Father God. We're walking in prosperity. We're walking in abundance, and we don't have to live in shame when we live under your covering. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay Podcast. Remember, shame does not have a place in your life. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of. Don't be afraid to share your testimony. Don't be afraid to share with people how God has delivered you, how God has saved you, how God has restored you. Don't be afraid or don't feel embarrassed or humiliated to share any addictions that God has brought you from. Shame cannot stand in the presence of God. Shame cannot stand in the presence of Holy Spirit. You are a child of God. You are a Christian, babe, and God has big plans in store for you. I love you guys. Don't forget to DM me any feedback that you have about Bay Night. It's coming to you very soon. Remember to subscribe to my Instagram, The Christian Bay TV. Send this podcast to a friend who deals with insecurity, who deals with not feeling like they're enough, who deals with humiliation, embarrassment, and worrying about shame. Let them know that, girl, God has a game plan for you that's going to blow your mind and put shame to death. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.